South Africa's major mine said they hoped to resume most operations by the end of the week when the state-owned electricity company Eskom said it would restore 90% of their power supplies. The company said they needed at least 90% of normal power to safely send their miners underground. Most of their power is used to ventilate and pump water from shafts up to 4 kilometers deep. Officials at some mines said they would not resume production until next week. South Africa's major gold, diamond, and platinum mines suspended operations Friday after Eskom told them it could not guarantee adequate supplies of electricity. The Chamber of Mines estimates $250 million was lost each day by mining companies, suppliers, workers, and tax collection agencies. The Minister for Public Enterprises, Alec Irwin, told reporters that restoring power to the mines would mean sacrifices from other consumers.
We need to go into a power rationing situation for the next 4 months, very intensive for the first 4 weeks, and then reducing to a degree in the next 4 months.
He said Eskom and the government would begin rationing electricity in order to avoid more emergency cuts. South Africa had been experiencing power outages for months because of rising demand from its booming economy, but the shortfall reached the crisis level when several power plants were taken offline for routine maintenance and others were shut down unexpectedly because of technical problems. Economists say the power cuts have made next year's economic growth target of 6% unattainable. They say the power cuts mean the economy will grow at no more than 4% and could threaten job creation if they continue. Neighboring countries have also experienced power outages as Eskom cut electricity exports in order to supply domestic consumers. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.